We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
38 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Rick Dayton on your radio. This is KDKA, Pittsburgh's news, weather, and traffic station. We are joined right now by a woman who has a doctorate of public health. She has worked as a deputy coroner in this area as well, studying sudden cardiac death as well as environmental issues, and now is part of a group, the lead of a study that is talking about fracking in relation to health, and now looking for people to help them participate in a study that is being done. Welcome into the program, Dr. Evelyn Talbot. Evelyn, thanks so much for being here on KDKA. How are you?
Thank you, Rick. I'm fine, thank you.
So give us an idea of what it is that you are looking for, because you have been charged at the University of Pittsburgh and the School of Public Health to do a study talking about whether there is a correlation between what's going on with fracking and health considerations, health concerns, particularly cases of cancer in children. So give us an idea. How do you go about putting a study that determines whether it is or is not happening and to what degree?
Well, it is difficult. You have to have a design, and in this case, it's a case control study. And we have cases of childhood cancer that we have gotten through an IRB protocol, a protected access to data, a state health department database, and we've written to them and gotten consent to then interview them about where they have lived from the time. We're talking about the parents largely, the parents of children who have lived in the 8-county area, and basically asking them from the time they first were thinking about conceiving or when they were pregnant until the time of the child's diagnosis, where have they lived? And why is that important? Because we're looking at proximity to not just hydraulic fracking. It is one of the big ones because, you know, we are following up on some health concerns about fracking. But we're also looking at other industrial sources, proximity to roads. We know that roads and buses idling, you know that is not a good thing. There's a lot of diesel fuel out there, a lot of benzene out there. There are steel mills and coke ovens and things, you know, all throughout our area. So we're looking at industries as well. We're looking at water source. But basically, we're using the production, drilling, and activity of hydraulic fracking is one of the measures of exposure. And so we're interviewing cases of people and where they've lived. So that maybe they were born in Washington County, lived there for the first 5 years of a child's life, and then maybe moved to Westmoreland County. So we would want to know the first 5 years were spent in Washington. The next 2 years were spent in Latrobe in Westmoreland.
Right.
And at some point, the child became ill and has a certain date when they were diagnosed. And now we're trying to get controls. Basically, children, you know, healthy children, basically healthy children, parents of healthy children that live in the same county or a neighboring county that are the same age. We're born within 30 days of each other. We have like 130,000 births to choose from, so it's not like we don't have enough people to pick from.
But you need people who have healthy children to say that yes, in order for you to use that as a control. Help us to understand, when you use the term a case control study, what's that mean?
So cases mean cases of whatever condition it is.
Right.
It could be asthma, it could be a birth outcome, it could be childhood cancer. That's the case. And you're looking and you're saying that person has this health effect. And then you take somebody who does not have that condition, that is presumably healthy, but of the same age, same gender, same race, and you're matching them. And we usually pick maybe 10 people living within that county at random that come from where the case is from. And we ask the same questions. Where were you when you were pregnant? Where were you when the child was born? Up to and until the age that their case was diagnosed. So if the child was diagnosed at age 7, you know, in 2009, was born in 2002, we are focused on 2002 to 2009. We know that fracking began in earnest in our 8-county area about 2005, 2006. Mm-hmm. And we're picking people from 2010 to 2019.
So to look at something from, say, 1996 to 2001 doesn't do you any good because that wasn't even happening historically
Correct.
Here with much regularity, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So we are focused on people who were diagnosed between 2010 and 2019 with the understanding is what you just said. If they were 14 in 2010, that actually goes back to 1996,
mm-hmm.
and we know there's no fracking there.
Right.
But there's other industries there. So what we're looking at toxic release inventories, Superfund sites. You know, there are other exposures.
There were brownfields. There were other things that in terms of environmental cleanup.
In
right.
In my case, Canonsburg, a uranium
yep.
Manhattan Project
yep.
Dump that I didn't even know I lived. A quarter mile from the dump and never even knew it. So
right,
there you go.
Right. So is this going to be a mailing? Is this going to be emails? Okay. Is this telephone, radio advertisement? How will people be contacted?
So thank you so much for asking that. So we're doing it three different ways. We have birth certificates that we were able to use the addresses, and we're mailing to parents of these children I just described to you, and they'll be getting a letter that has a little QR code in the top right hand corner with an ID number. They click on they put their camera on that QR code. The interview comes up immediately. They put in their ID number. They answer these few questions. They put in an email, and then we actually send them a $15 gift card of their choice if they are able to participate in
the
survey.
For participating in the study, right?
And the survey is really just asking, where did you live at this point, and this point? You know, where did your child go to school? Very, very basic questions and if you come across a question you don't like, you just hit next.
You're not asking them to bring their child in for blood draws or to come in and do other testing. This is literally online entirely.
Correct, Rick. It's 15 minutes, and it'd be so appreciative. It's just for the common good because we have the cases, but now we need the controls. So I'm sorry to say it's mailing. We mailed like 3,500 letters in the past couple of weeks. Then we also are sending texts and emails because we were able to actually, from the records, from our available records that we have emails and phone numbers for a lot of people. So we're also texting and emailing because a lot of people really don't want to talk on the phone. They're very happy, you know, to be standing in line at the grocery store, and they pull up this link and they can just fill it out without a lot of time being
and that $15 can go to help pay your grocery bill for those kids, right?
$15 they can end up picking something extra to buy.
That's right. Evelyn, thank
so
you
very
so very much. We very much appreciate it. And again,
well,
if you see this, and whether it's a mail, whether it's a text, whether it's an email, don't just delete it automatically. This is not
thank
junk.
You.
It is something that is very, very important.
We aren't selling your information. We'll be destroying it as soon as we. All we need is this address information.
Got it.
Do the linkage. That's all we need.
Perfect. Evelyn, thank you very much for being here.
Rick, thank you so much.
Evelyn Talbot joining us here on KDKA. Again, she is with the Department, Pittsburgh School of Public Health, talking about this fracking health mailing that you may be seeing or may receive a text or an email about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.